You're listening to Shreveport's number one gospel station, 980-933 KOKA, Pastor CJ on your radio this afternoon. And of course, let me just say to each and every one of you, it is an honor to have the one and only Mr. Don Jackson on with the Stella Awards and our very own Christina Bell on the line as well. I am saying to you, it is time again for the Stella Awards. And you all know that the Stella Awards is the 37th. This is 37 years that the Stella Awards has been airing on television, and it is the flagship gospel award show and the longest running black award show on television as well. The Stella Awards is a phenomenal show that bring gospel artists together to celebrate their work and other industry professionals as well. Mr. Jackson, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, CJ, and glad to talk with you and Christina Bell.
Absolutely. It's so good to have Christina Bell on Shreveport. You know Christina Bell. Christina, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's so great to be on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you both for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so good to have both of you on. Mr. Jackson, do you want to tell us what's happening this year at the Stella Awards?
Well, thank you so much, CJ. Yeah, we're going to be back in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right.
At the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center, where we were in Atlanta for 10 years before we kind of outgrew the venue, and we moved to Las Vegas. But now we're back at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. We've been there before. It's a beautiful venue. We're going to be taping the weekend of July 15th and 16th. And our show theme this year is Renew, Revive, and Rejoice.
Like that.
And tickets go on sale May 25th, and you can go to StellarAwards.com or Ticketmaster.com.
Wow.
And although we are not in Vegas with the number of seats, we still have great seats, and we encourage those to get tickets earlier because it doesn't hold as many as the venue in Vegas. But it's a very intimate venue. We've taped there before. Our host hotel is right across the street, and so it's really convenient for everybody to be there. And I want to congratulate Christina Bell on being nominated for Traditional Female Artist of the Year.
Yes. Congratulations to Christina Bell. We certainly do appreciate everything you bring to the gospel industry. And speaking of that, Christina, you have had several experiences at the Stella Awards. Why would you encourage people to come on out and join us in Atlanta and get their tickets and make sure they're there?
First of all, because the Stella Awards is black owned, and we're black. We need to make sure that we support those that are supporting us. The Stella Awards is very, very important in our community, and I believe that it gives people the it gives people the awareness of who other artists are, and also who other black politicians and all of that good stuff are. Also, because the Stellar Awards give you these amazing performances every year. It gets better and better and better. You got to get your tickets because you don't want to miss a thing this year. I already know they're setting up for greatness already. So we are excited. I'm super excited to be a part of the Stellar Awards just by getting nominated, because that's a huge thing. So I'm really, really excited.
Absolutely. So it is phenomenal that one of our own, Christina Bell, is nominated. And also last year at the Stella Awards, Christina Bell also received a Stella for her work that she did in the Clark Sisters movie. Christina, how does that make you feel?
You know that made me feel above and beyond excited and happy, proud. I was just so excited about that. I turned 36 last year.
Oh, wow.
The Stellar Awards turned 36 last year. So
oh, wow.
I thought, I was like, you know what? This is great. So I'll never forget it. And it was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Well, Mr. J.
You made that, she made that tribute to the Clark Sisters just come alive.
She did.
She did.
It was phenomenal. Mr. Jackson, you have so many wonderful categories here for the Stella Awards this year, and also phenomenal ways where people can watch and participate. Do you want to tell us about some of those categories and some of the things that people can expect to see this year?
Yes. Well, our Lifetime Achievement Award this year is going to Ricky Dillard.
Oh, yeah.
We are just so excited about that. He's a 8-time Stellar Award winner. And then also our Icon Award is going to Aaron Lindsay, a great producer, writer, songwriter. And we're excited about that. Some of the other top nominees in this year for the Stellar Awards include CeCe Winans with 9 nominations, Tamla Mann with 8, Pastor Mike Jr. with 8, Jonathan McReynolds and Mally Music with 7, Todd Delaney with 7, and also Kalanti Gavin has 5, and Maverick City Music has 5. Ricky Dillard has 5, in addition to receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Wow.
So those are some of the top nominees that are out there. And I wanted also to announce that we are launching our Stellar TV network at this year's Stellar Awards, meaning, CJ, we're going into cable, streaming, and also digital. And we've been working on this for the past 5 years, really. We're going to have a major press conference prior to the taping of the Stellar Awards, which will permit us to showcase this wonderful genre of gospel music, and also to highlight what the radio industry is doing. Gospel Music Radio has been there to keep this music alive and thriving. And we want to congratulate you guys, KOKA, for being nominated as the Media Market Station of the Year.
Wow. Thank you so much. I certainly appreciate you.
Yeah, you guys are doing the job there. So, but with this press announcement, we're inviting all of our sponsors, our advertisers, the gospel music artists. It is major. It is 24/7 programming that will be on cable, streaming, digital, and broadcast syndication, which means we'll be able to do additional shows, more than just the Stellar Gospel Music Awards. So that's a major, major God opportunity that we're stepping out on, and we're excited about.
That is absolutely phenomenal. Thank you, Mr. Jackson, for your commitment to the gospel music industry and everything that you have done over the years and doing now to the Stellar team for elevating this industry to now cable, streaming, and all of those phenomenal things that you're doing. I want to say this to everyone that's listening. If you are in Shreveport, please make your way to Atlanta to experience this phenomenal award show. Mr. Jackson, I want to ask you this one last question, and I got a question as well for Christina Bell. But Mr. Jackson, I want you to tell everybody, out of 37 years, why has this work been so important to you?
Well, it's really God given. I was at the Gospel Music Workshop of America 38 years ago and saw gospel music. You know, I was initially raised a Catholic, and they didn't have this kind of music. And I went to this concert with my minister at the time, and they set her down front, and they put me up in the balcony by myself, and I was getting ready to go because it was starting late. But when that music started, I said, whoa! It blew me back in my seat. It really did. And I think that's why God put me in this position, because, you know, I felt that I was objective enough to appreciate everything in gospel music.
Wow.
And I stepped out, trusted God, and He has provided me, and it's meant so much to me personally.
Wow.
Inspiring me, you know, my life and everything that has come to me. So I'm dedicated, committed, inspired in everything. But that's why it's so important to keep what you, the radio industry, gospel music radio, has been doing for years.
Wow.
To keep this music at a pace where it can help our community. It can motivate our community in times, especially from COVID, of what we've gone through. So that's what it means to me. I'm committed. This Stellar TV network is going to be dedicated to faith-based, family-friendly, uplifting, gospel music-driven programming. Wow. And we're not differing from that. We know what our lane is. We're not searching. You know? And Christina mentioned earlier, we are black owned. 52 years I started this business.
Wow.
And we own all of our programming. And they're not, you know, there are only two or three other black owned networks out there, unfortunately. So we're stepping into this space. We have that commitment. We know the lane. We know who's guiding us. And that is why I am committed to this music.
Well, thank you so much. I know you all have to go over to my friend over there in Little Rock, Fred Harris. But Christina, I got to ask you this because you've had a phenomenal career and continuing to have. God has blessed the work that you do. What can you say to inspire other artists who's looking to get to the level God has taken you in the gospel music industry?
Of course, you know, I want to make sure that you know, CJ, thank you so much for everything that you've done for my music.
Yes.
But I would love for people to know that it's important to make sure you have a great team behind you. Of course, you want to make sure, especially if you're doing gospel music, you want to make sure that God is the forefront of your ministry, of course.
Yes.
But people fail to prepare and do the necessary things. You've got to have people that's on your team that believe in your dream, that believe in the success of you and your ministry. And so if you don't have those people, then you kind of tend to just sink. So make sure that you have people that believe in you, that trust in your dreams, that have your back, and that will pull your coattail when the time comes.
Wow, thank you so much.
We're human, so you got to make sure that you keep people around you that will definitely keep all of those things in mind for you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mr. Jackson. Thank you so much, Mrs. Christina Bell. And, of course, let me just say tickets go on sale May 25th. Make sure everybody get to the Stellar Awards this year. Taping is going to be on Saturday, July 16th. And, of course, you want to be there, all right? Keep your radio locked right here. You're listening to Shreveport's number one gospel station, 980-93.3 KOKA.